You know that I had COVID right after I got evicted, right? As I believe the eviction was a satanic measurement. It was when I asked for a jury trial and I went to the Judge Garcia's office, courtroom, whatever you want to call it, courthouse up on Chin Rock. Lorraine, I'm gonna say her name. I opposed to it to conviction on July 6th. Oh my God, okay, July 6th, the 12th is on my soccer's birthday. The 7th was, no, I'm looking at the numbers. Because 2 6s makes 12, right? Okay. So, like Ashworld, hold on. Like Ashworld, hold up, I gotta go there. I'm being, I don't care, call me conspiracy. Okay, so remember Kris Jenner? I'm gonna change the subject now, we'll relate to my story. Kris Jenner, she turned 66, right? On November 5th. That was Ashworld here in Houston. The next day was November 6th. So you turn 66 and your day's on the 5th, and they say it's the 6th. After the sacrifice, 6, 6, 6, 3, 6. Okay, here we go. Hold on. July 7th. July 6th was supposed to be my eviction day, right? That's when the apartment's father. I asked for a jury. Okay? I paid $22. They're back in June, on the 6th, which is in the 6th month, right? Okay. So, Lorena at the courthouse said, okay, so July 6th, we'll make it on Wednesday, July 12th. That's my stalker's birthday. I'm not revealing his real name, but he's 36. He went in 1987. So, July 6th, 6 days, is the 12th, right? And he turned 36. So, July 6th, 6 days, 12. 36, 666. So I got evicted. I told you it was satanic. I told you it was a satanic measurement of me getting evicted and being homeless again. Okay, listen to y'all. Remember on Astroworld, Kris Jenner turned 66 on November 5th, the same day they had Astroworld here in Houston. The next day was November 6th, 666. Okay, here we go. I got evicted, right? They filed eviction for July 6th, right? I went to the courthouse of Israel Garcia, who's evil, okay, and asked his, those dots in the office. And they said dots because this is the United States Trafficking Offender, allegedly. And he, one of his dots, Lorraine, I'm going to say her name, said, well, we're going to change it to July 12th. That's my stalker's birthday. He's 36 years old. He'll be 37 this year. Listen, y'all. So 6 days is 12. And he turned 36. 666. That's the devil's number in Revelation chapter 13. I'm telling you, this was an eschatological spiritual attack on me. Okay? And he over here talking about Williams. That dude is involved in witchcraft. Duh, I'm an ex-warlock. I can discern that. I believe Judge Gonzalez is Cynthia Gonzalez involved in it too. She is some Freemason, some Eastern Star. Y'all, don't get me started. I got COVID. Okay, so I try to fight the eviction. Okay, 13th was Thursday, right? The 14th was, listen, y'all, the 14th was Friday. I went to the courthouse and said you have more time to Tuesday to try to get the eviction appeal. So, I was trying to get starts reading books on that 13th, right? On the 14th. On the 15th, I got, on the 14th, on the evening of that Friday, I got real sick. The 15th was Saturday. The 16th was Sunday. Something told me, Zach, wear a mask. You go to courthouse, do not go wear a mask. I don't know what I got COVID from, but I had got COVID. So I went to the courthouse with a mask on. And I asked for an appeal and did a paperwork that's on that money that was on the 17th of July. I had insurance, you know, Obamacare. I had something told me to go to the Mercy Clinic. Well, it's Mercy, clinics, not at the Texas Medical Center, but like in the side. I went to Mercy Clinic and I went in there and I said, I want a COVID shot. I want to see if I have COVID. And they said, yes, you have COVID-19. So I tested positive for COVID on the 17th of July. Remember I did a podcast about that? Okay, you kind of thought I was a victim. You know, you want the stupid stalker praying all social media and laugh. I got you. Yeah, because you're doing witchcraft behind closed doors. I know what you're doing, fool. I'm an ex-warlock. I know exactly what you're doing. Okay. Once again, just like Kris Jenner's birthday was on November 5th, she was 66. That's two sets of six. The next day was November 6th after the sacrifice at Asheville here in Houston with Travis Scott. Okay, same thing. They put the eviction on July 6th. I went in June. It was a 6 month. You've been 4 6 maybe we were coaching with 3 1. Okay, so July 6th, they said we'll make it the next week, or next on Wednesday. I'm like, why y'all doing? Because we do jury trials for eviction. It's usually a couple weeks. Okay. I want everyone to know I supposed to have been evicted in March 13th or 14th, right, of last year. But I asked for it when I got my stimulus, when I got my income tax. I'm going to let y'all know a little secret. This dude like to make lies that somebody got his money. Excuse me. I supposed to got my income tax over the school online. I supposed to got my money during Valentine's Day, after Valentine's Day. I didn't get my money during Valentine's Day, February of last year. They said they had to do eviction. I told the bookkeeper. I said, I gave her the emails of me inboxing the people from the Treasury Department saying that somebody was after my check. And I had to do the paper online and everything I did to stop this person who's after my check. I got my check on the 8th of March, right? So I was able to go to the courthouse before the eviction to put $22 in. And when I did, I saw Judge Israel Garcia, and he walked his behind back into his doggone courtroom. Yes, he saw me there. We made eye contact on the glass. And remember, half of the women, I mean, because a bunch of bitches, 9 10 open to be sexually abused, because we all know Israel Garcia, the judge, is a lesbian sex offender. Anyway, let's get to subject. It's like one dude, I don't know if he goes both ways or one way, he married to a woman. He got two baby mamas. He's known for his law firm, sex harassment. We don't know if he harassed me. I don't know the short dude that Nancy Edge, the Latin King dude, has added. I don't know if he doing something butt breaking. I don't know. I'm not saying it, but I'm putting no past that food. Okay, so listen, y'all. I want everybody to hear this mess. Okay, so I asked for a jury. They put it the next month, okay, which was after Easter. On April 12th, okay? April 12th. So I found out who the stalker is when I got my check. When I got my check, okay, in March, as I investigate who this stalker was, okay? And we were going back and forth on Twitter. We're going back and forth on Twitter, okay? All right, of course, we blocked each other. We didn't see each other's accounts, different accounts, right? So we're going back. So as I'm going back and forth, and then on St. Patrick's Day, I had to argue with this Asian cop on Harden Street, HP Union, about the rest of the stuff, because the police department told me they already gave me a case number for him. But to go to HP, I told the cyber county, I told him to go to the officer would not come to my apartment. They would not come to my apartment. They sure did. I don't know why they were scared, because I know they're dirty. I get them behind your official patient. Anyways, get to such. So what happened was, I went by myself every night. I said my prayers. I sure did. And last night, on St. Patrick's Day, Not like by my 9-ish, I walked, went to the police department, and talked to me, the age guy, were going back and forth. I even threatened to get Mayor Turner and Chief Troy niggas behind for trying to get this case. And the official oppression pickup, he got scared. He and his band cop behind the glass door. He said, go ahead and write the doggone thing. Say, boy, okay. Then that's when I went on social media and told people, hey, I already told the HPD and Phoenix Police Department about this fool. Then he went to Los Angeles, drove on I-10 from Phoenix, and said that I made a lie about me, about all this other stuff. Talked to LAPD, that's the people I do a protection order against me, which was a lie. He falsified it. Now, listen, y'all, everybody listen. Why is when Hidalgo and Ryder Ellis has said that text relief? So, because they talked about my lawyer, because they talked about the support manager talked to my lawyer from not Legal Shield, from what's it called? Long Star Legal Aid. When he go talk to my lawyer, he came to my house on March 10th, okay? Then, hold on, he talked to the short Afro Latina, yes, I can't stand her behind, who was a man, she's from Cuba. She told the attorney who's Chicano that, yeah, that he, the Catholic Church, and he said that all of them did me dirt because I was in the program prior to taking my contract, was led to the eviction. So then, Chase Riverly came with two releases, one for Harris County, Harris Health, and it was also, so I applied for both of them, okay? So I able to get tax relief. I able to add more months because my first time getting tax relief, I just need it for time you need it. But listen, y'all, I get the money on 11 and stop me from being evicted. All the months I owe, okay, they gave me about $1 a month, about over $1,000 to pay for me. So guess what? Once I pay the rent to keep my behind the apartment, that's when the fraudulent protection order came, the stalker. When on April 12th, round by 3 something p.m. Y'all don't see this is all a setup. This is a setup. And then why? Yeah, and they do a witchcraft behind closed doors. Behind the segment, I told you this. Okay, so prior to eviction for July, and remember, I lost a case with this fool on April or May 22nd with Judge Gonzalez, her stupid and then her behind. However, I want everyone to listen, y'all. Dude came to my house on 27th. Now I'm gonna know about post this five feet and talking about some DoorDash pizza mess. Like he's gonna do the Iowa video. I want everyone to hear this out. Okay? So he kept on harassing me, putting bills about me, you know, keep on using Houston, Texas. And I was scared. I was scared to go to church sometimes. I did go to mass. I said a whole bunch of prayers before I go to mass. Yes. Okay. I was watching my back. And I know he would ride a bus. He would ride a bus, y'all. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because all I'm twisting, he was dangerous to ride a bus. Yeah. It is dangerous to ride a bus, fool. Don't come to Houston. You ain't check out. You know how you can check out in L.A.? You ain't check in. Come to Houston. You don't check in or come. Please don't come. You stay behind where your feelings. Well, anyway, let me get to the subject. Okay. Now, I know somebody, now I speculate in Houston, he was buddy there. I know who that person is from Houston, Texas. There was a Carl. There was a Carl William. They're not even from Houston. They talk a lot of trash when they moved to Houston. That's how I know 9-10. And he was in the southeast side because that Mexican restaurant he was going to, that's in the southeast. That's on southwest, that's the southeast side. He was trashing. He was near the south. He was to Hyde Airport. He didn't take Bush in Carter Airport. Okay. He must rode the Bethel bus. To fan south to come southwest side. He should probably be, yeah. Cause he ride a bus. He was riding a bus in Houston. He sure was. He's had meetings in Houston. But remember, he was stupid. The police officer told me that I'm everything was good on my end. Hear that? Oh, stupid Judge Gonzalez. He told me everything was good. The dark skin boy from AHB, upon you. He said that he was in Houston. He was at your residence, knocking on your door. And if he ever come back to Houston, this is late to do, then he'll be arrested. Well, you know, don't come to Houston. Stay behind out of Harris County, fool. There's three white bodies about. So he must have did some witchcraft ritual. And yeah, he said, I'm going to say her name, Denise Gonzalez. Now, she's Puerto Rican. She's not Mexican like the one to the judge. Denise is their old two-faced B.I.T.'s agent on YouTube. He said, thank you for the voodoo spell, because she's a witch. She's a witch. One for Puerto Rican, one is free and radical. You know, that help, I can't stand her. We have bump heads are custom behind by 2022. Mm-hmm. She doesn't wish. So there must be a spell on me so I get evicted. I have COVID too. But I found out on August 12th and I got evicted. I don't got COVID. I'm like, whoop. I don't have COVID. I went to two places to get COVID shots. And when I went to the hospital, I got dehydrated. I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. Yeah, I had COVID. I had COVID. So they're like, how many? Like 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, that's the Black Sea all. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, that after, yeah. But y'all, look at the birthday. He turned 36 on 12th, okay? I supposed to got evicted on July 6th. Remember, 6 to 12, that's 6 days. 2 6 being a 12, right? Okay. So, July 6th was my eviction day. I asked for a jury. They supposed to give me a month in August. Not no doggone next week or whatever. But Lorraine, I'm going to say her name for the courthouse on Shane Rock, okay, a precinct 5, a place one, Judge Ish Garcia, one of his thoughts. And the rest have thoughts because no good woman will work for a judge that actually had an allegation of sexual assault against women, including one of his baby mamas. So have you crazy thoughts work for the doggone judge, probably one of his doggone sex slaves. Anyway, like R. Kelly. Okay, anyway. So, Lorena put the July 6th is supposed to be eviction day to July 12th. That's my stalker's birthday. From July 6th, 6 days is 12. He turned 36. 6, 6, 6. And since he had 3, that's 6, 6, 6. This was a satanic ritual. I told you he said Tanner. I told you he evil. And I believe Isha Garcia is evil too. Isha Garcia might be a Catholic that goes to that church out there on Bel Air in Chirac and Holy Name. It's not Holy Name, it's Holy Ghost. Okay, I've been to Holy Ghost, I'm Catholic too. That's just a cult, but I believe he condotes with witchcraft because it's a bunch of witches, warlocks, and voodoo. Brujeria, Barbayabe, and Santa Muerte. Okay? And his parents were locked up for drug trafficking, the organized crime. You know what type of organized crime I'm talking about. I ain't gonna go into this thing. I think that's from Mexico. He born in Austin, Texas. His brother coming up, he had Aries. Yeah, just like, what is up with Aries? Because Blue and Shalala is an Aries in March. Okay? And Kimmy Durate, she's an Aries too, the one who's a book cable, who have a crime record in Fort Bend County. I suppose her bees for bad shit. She overcharged my rent. Once Catholic Church stopped paying me rent and light and gas, I was supposed to get another company for light and gas and have a rent for $651, not $983. So Kim was trying to bank me up with money. Yeah, Kim. Because she has a history of bad checks. Kim Durate Matamoros have I'm not a full name. And she is born in 1966, just like Isha Garcia, both of them born in late March. Now I know I had issues since my other stalker was born April 16th, which is one of my relatives' birthday and Sneal's birthday. Talking about John Hurst. He's an Aries but Blue's birthday is in late March. He's an Aries. In late March, yeah. Mm-hmm. and Kimmy Durante and Judge Garcia both are in the area. Yeah, not all Aries are bad. I mean, sorry, she's an Aries too, but you know, the Aries are very arrogant. It's my aunt, I'll go ahead and say my aunt, my dad's actually saying his birthday. She's an arrogant Aries. Trust me, that's a good area, but then, and I know Mariah Carey and they got an Aries, the same birthday. No, they got it today after. It's Fergie. Fergie's an Aries. Diana Ross, and Aretha Franklin. Shaka Khan, I think she's a Pisces. She's a March birthday too, but she's a Pisces. Oh, she's an Aries one too. And then Aretha Franklin. Then Kelly Price, she's Aries in April. Mm-hmm. She was a friend of mine. She lied, she left me confused. She was a friend of mine. She lied, she. You got that song? Yeah, real Kelly Price. Yeah, she's an Aries too. Yeah. And Selena Quintanilla was an Aries, okay? But my stalker, John Horst, has the same birthday as her and my aunt. I couldn't say I'm a dad's son. So, me and my aunt don't get along. We don't get along. Remember, her son is 1 year younger than my stalker. Actually, my cousin, business. His birday is a day before my stalker's birthday. Yep, they both, one is born 87, and he born 88. So I'm looking at, so he turned 36. Okay, July 6th, we're putting my eviction day. Okay, 6 days after July 6th is what, 12? That's his birthday. He turned 36, so it was 36. Yeah, 36, and he turned 36. Look at that. July 6th, 6 days after July 6th is 12. Then he turned 36. 66. Yeah. This was a satanic ritual to kick me out of my apartment. And I get COVID trying to fight the eviction. And they knew to make my body weak to the point I cannot think in conscience, reading books, and try to learn. I got evicted. One of my books on Kindle, my phone, I started reading fast. And I was high on some caffeine, making sure I took some seaweed all that day. And before I went to court. And I started reading like an email, okay? Read every day and I try to read anything. I read it, but I didn't memorize it. But how to make your own business, start having some $1 million. Oh, yes. So they tried me some money. And they knew that I had the fire to try to go ahead and redo some research on YouTube or social media, how to make some quick money and to pay this rent. And they knew to do this to get some, do some witchcraft on me to get some COVID-19. Give me COVID to weaken my body and mind. And that way I would not try to get the money. I try to get a loan. I didn't apply for the loan. I found $100. I found $100 on my, then it was enough. I try to get a loan with the $100. But yeah, that's why. Make y'all know these people wicked. And this was a satanic a ritual to get me kicked out of my apartment. They did it on my stalker's birthday, but it's 3 6s involved once again. July 6th was the day of my eviction, right? Okay. That's 6 involved, right? But 6 days after 6 is a 12. He turned what? 36, which is 3 6s. 666. That's how I know this is a whole Santan sci-fi kick me out, making problems again. I'm telling you. And he do, and I'm an ex-warlock. He can't tell me that he lying. I mean, I'm lying. You're talking to a former witch. I'm a male witch. I left that long. I'm 12 years old. Okay, back in 91. But I left that long back at, I know esoterically this is a satanic attack. This is not from God. This was a witchcraft, a satanic ritual to get me out because I told the truth. And the devil don't like truth. About our mixtape, all that, yes. I told truth to Judge Gonzalez, and she took a lie. You can't take a lie and bribes. And I think and bribes. Come on now. Yeah. And it's weird. On August 12th, I was clear of COVID. That's right. A dirty 30 days after the conviction was made on his fool's birthday on August 12th, I was clear of COVID. Do you see how they work? This was a satanic ritual against me to get me back home again. I'm telling you the truth, y'all. And I have a series coming up. Why he going after Ryan Garcia? Oh yes, I do. I have a series. Been prepared. I have a series on this podcast. Why my stalker? Why he picking on Ryan Garcia? He was bitch about to be healing broke in Santana Rich. Why? Because he part of the thing. My stalker, I don't care what anybody say, I believe in my heart and soul this man is a satanic person, a gang stalker trying to come after me. It all started because I revealed on the R. Kelly case that R. Kelly is lighter than his dark skinned brother. There was not his dark skinned brother, Kelly Kelly, on that tape. It was R. Kelly. And how I believe this is connected with R. Kelly is because he framed with Chris Stokes. And both R. Kelly and Stalker have connection with Chris Stokes. Indeed. Thank you. You remember, yeah, he connected with why you interview Sarah Stokes, the higher chick from making a band. That's how I said, hold up, I put two together. Hold up. It was in New York and Chicago. He was doing his podcast back in early 2012, 11, 10. And he was harassing Rez B, Ricky Romance, and Cherry Johnson. And you know I love Mr. Cherry Johnson. That's a fine sister. And you know what? I want to go out and go to make a video about. I can't because I don't want to mention his name. But I wish I was there when it happened and could find him messing my sister, a fine sister, Cherry Johnson, Punky Booster, and a family member. You don't know mess on Cherry Johnson, a fine sister. You better be that fine sister alone. Okay? I'm letting y'all know. This mess was a satanic ritual. And speaking of, he keep mentioning my mama. I gotta contact the good graveyard site. I'ma contact, I know where she's buried at. And get to know that somebody come here because I have a podcast, I have an upload about Nicki Minaj and what's her name, and Megan Stein. And remember, Megan Stein, the priest department had to stop people trying to go to her mama's grave? Yeah, it's because they have Nicki Minaj. Yeah. And Megan Stein mess. Yeah. So anyway, I have a podcast about that separate from this food here, but because I talk about the Nicki Minaj and not Cardi B, what's name? Megan Stein case. I'm not sure it yet. I didn't have it uploaded yet. But this was a satanic ritual. This was a satanic ritual. I'm telling y'all. Me getting evicted was a satanic ritual. Once again, like, that's his mom. Okay, Chris Jenner on Astroworld, November 5th. She turned 66. The next day, November 6th, 66. Okay, this y'all, do your math. Okay, do your math. I posted that I had my eviction came with Judge Garcia without no jury. Evil Israel Garcia, shall I say. Okay, on July 6th, I went in June and asked for a jury because it takes you to do it. And give you a couple weeks. Then you probably either next week. Lorena went his hoes. I go there. Because I believe allegedly. She put it on July 12th. Why she put it on my stalker's 36th birthday? So that's 6 days. Listen, do your math. 6 days after July 6th is the 12th. Then he turned 36. 6-6. I told y'all this was said. Then next couple days after this for the bitch before I put a pill, I get COVID all that weekend. This was all a satanic ritual, y'all. I'm telling you. That's all I gotta say. And our dark skin Creole brothers say, we need for good boys, no more talk.